The awesome thing about owning your throne, it's the only thing you got to do. The rest is about letting the divine mind be the activity that is within you that takes care of everything outside of you.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Ciao, buongiorno. Hello from Tuscany. Oh my goodness, have I missed you? I know there's been a few more gaps than usual in my podcasting, but I feel like I'm, well, certainly honoring the time and space that I've needed to get settled into moving to a not so foreign country. I did a podcast on transition just does take time. And one of the things that I am proud of myself for, and I want more women to consider themselves, their well-being, their energy capacities, their just like art of life dynamics, is not jamming so much in. And, I haven't done as much work and some other things because I've been putting more time and attention in the nesting and the learning where the markets are and getting used to a new pace of life and meeting some new people. So I feel really grounded now. So you're probably going to hear a lot more from me on a lot more regular basis. And that's just something I've given myself permission to get out of the straitjacket of I have to do this many mailers a week, or I need to do this many podcasts a week, or I let myself be creative as it flows. So sometimes it's a trickle and sometimes it's a flood. But anyways, I am here for you today, my love, and with a message that is just flowing through me from the divine. So it is my great prayer and intention that what we are talking about today of really, really experiencing complete and total healing and transformation, that this would just permeate into the places of your life where you need it the most. So let's start out with a prayer, and I got some good stuff in store for you today. So let's pray. Dear God, for any woman listening who has given up, is thinking about giving up, is tired of the struggle, the what's not working, the fear, the anxiety, the feeling a particular low vibe way, we dedicate this time and this space to an absolute up-leveled surrender, a surrender with a capital S. We know that in any area of our life that we are suffering, that we have made someone or something else source, period. And somehow we have not yet in our humanness been able to release the white-knuckled clutch of strangling this particular situation, of holding on, of not being able to give it to you, of not being able to see the truth in it, which is freedom and peace and love and joy and abundance. Whatever area might be crippling any woman's life, whether it's a divorce or a diagnosis or a financial strain or a breakup or feeling lost, left out, behind, nothing's working in her business, just can't seem to get it right in love, failing family dynamics, struggles and impossibilities with kids, injustices, abuse, trauma, the shadow side of life, when we let it, can consume us. It can grip us. It can wake us up at night. It can strangle us during the day. And we don't necessarily even need to know how. We just make the decision together in this moment that we give it to you. We know that in any moment we can have, receive, and experience a miracle that comes from your love, your omnipresent power, peace, prosperity, all of it. We release from our bodies, we release from ourselves, we release from our thinking, we release from our emotions, our attachment, our fear, our worry, our boredom, our depression, our anxiety. We enter instead, psychologically, into the kingdom of heaven. Spiritually, we open up to being at one with your spirit. And being at one with your spirit, we are whole. We are safe. We are loved. We are provided for. We don't even need the solution because we have been lifted above to truth. We've been lifted above the hurt, the fear, the worry, the chaos, the depression, the heaviness, and lifted into the light of the fullness, the wholeness, the peace and the abundance, the love that comes from you. Let us, in this moment of surrender, stay here. Let us not return to our old ways of thinking. Let us not, when this podcast is over, go pick back up the worry and the fear and the regret or any of it. Let us remember that we do not have to live in despair, in strife, in the heaviness. We get to always walk in the light of you. And we pray this believing over every woman listening. Amen. So this subject of either giving up, wanting to give up, not knowing what else to do but give up, whether it's a level one annoyance and frustration for you, or a level 10 of I just can't anymore. I just can't. I won't. I don't even know what else to do. I don't even know who I am outside of this, but I'm not going to live like this anymore. Or like a negative 17 of, you know where you're at with that. I don't know anyone not in this question right now. I was talking to a former client and she was brave enough to be honest with herself and with me. And she's just like, I've resigned. I've given up. I got a big F you to the universe and faith and God. Like it didn't work out for me. And I got others that are just like doing things in their businesses and they're just like, oh, I'm just bored. I just can't anymore. So that's like that kind of, you know, First one was a level 10, last one's a level 1. And what I know for sure is that when we don't give up on our dreams, neither does God. And what I know for sure is that as angry as you might be because it hasn't happened the way you want or when you want or how you want or hasn't happened yet or any of it, the fact that it's still a desire in your heart means your work isn't done yet. That you got to see this through. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. And when I say see this through, that does not mean keep doing a whole bunch of stuff that you hate, that doesn't work, that you don't like, and hoping for a better result. When I say you got to see this through, that involves digging deeper. That involves going higher in your consciousness. That involves becoming even more masterful with spiritual tools. That is the path of, I am devoted to this transformation no matter what. Because I gotta let you know, this is there for everybody. Complete, total healing, transformation for any situation or any area of perceived lack. When you apply spiritual principle, when you bring it to God, when you do the spiritual work, it doesn't stay stuck, sick, broken, damaged, lacking, small, puny, or unfulfilled. That is not who and what God, Spirit, Source in the universe is. It's omnipresent power and love. That means omnipresent power and love is everywhere, all pervasive. And I'm sorry, your situation just is not that special that it's omnipresent love and power, except for your diagnosis, except for your business, except for your gnarly client, except for your impossible child, except for your seemingly miserable, impossible marriage. It's for all of us. And I know from personal experience, these dark nights of the soul, seasons. When you do the work, they are seasons. There is a reason why there's a, and this too shall pass. It does. I mean, when I was just convinced, I'm like, well, this miracle is just not going to happen. Not in this area of my life. I guess I better just pick a new lane, pick a new desire, because this one's not coming through to fruition. If it hasn't come through to fruition, the only place for me to look is within. Because our lives are just like watching the movie screen. The only thing that's going on the screen is what's on the film. And if you want to change what's on the screen, you've got to go change the film. Now, I will say this. Some situations are about getting a specific outcome. And I don't know, I'll take business and money. There's a lot of entrepreneurs listening. So if you have a desire to hit a certain financial goal, whatever, experience a certain accolade in your industry or a certain level of success, and you haven't hit that yet, and that's still a desire of yours, there's something for you to open up to that you haven't yet. Whether it's worthiness, whether it's having a higher esteem of yourself, whether it's wealth consciousness, whether it's feeling safe with higher visibility, getting better at receiving, whatever that is. It's a beautiful, beautiful opportunity for you. Now, there's other gifts that come along the way. Now, maybe the way you were going about it wasn't the way to get there. I remember the first, when I was in the New York Times, about, you know, whatever, I had always had some sort of dream of being in the New York Times. And I really thought it was going to be for, I don't know, my incredible coaching or speaking skills or being the, you know, business owner that I am, whatever. I got into the New York Times because somebody was doing an article, I don't even remember what year this was now, about entrepreneurs hiring photographers for photo shoots. I even forget what the thing was. But the point is, I was having fun on a photo shoot, ironically, here in Florence, and doing these fantastic photos and hair and makeup, and everything was fun and gorgeous and beautiful. And the person who was writing the article got a hold of the photographer who submitted the photos, whatever, whatever. So that's how I got into the New York Times. So I didn't get there the way I thought I was going to be or for the subject that I thought I would be there for, but I got there. So sometimes there's the tweaking of that along the way. Other times, when there's some sort of a relationship struggle, so whether it's with your marriage or your mother or your father or a kid or a coworker, a boss, a legal, whatever, we don't necessarily get to change the other person. And in that sense, we can't necessarily change the circumstance. What I can promise you from personal experience is that you can entirely, entirely transform your experience of that experience to the degree that you do not experience lack. You do not experience depression. You do not experience the anxiety. You do not experience the resentment. And when you don't give up on the experience that you desire to have in life, whether it's you've struggled with weight your whole life and you just dream of having an experience in your body where you love how you look and feel fit and strong. You have a desire to experience financial abundance where you can walk in a store and buy what you want and not have to look at price tags. Or you can you have this dream of experience deep and profound and long-lasting, like deep soulmate-level love where you're emotionally safe and cherished and adored, and that whatever your dream is, I'm inviting you to not give up on it. I'm inviting you to not settle. I'm inviting you to not say, well, this is just my lot in life. This is just the way it's going to be. I'm inviting you to not numb out. Well, let's try shopping. Let's try traveling. Let's try just being busy all the time and socializing all the time. Let's try drinking. Let's try whatever. So we can just, let's try working all the time, like to just avoid. You have this beautiful desire in your heart. And every day that you wake up, and even with faith the size of a mustard seed, you can just eke yourself into that much faith. God, I'm not giving up on it. I'm like, I'm crawling to you today. I'm still choosing to believe that the breakthrough exists, that something else is possible, that I'm going to see in a real, living, alive, tangible, physical way you showing up in my life. I'm going to experience a sense of relief and exhale, oh my gosh, the miracle really did take place for me. And I want you to know that whatever your specific circumstances are, women everywhere are in like even bigger vortexes of transition, decision, transformation than we were, lots of people anyways, during the pandemic. And I don't want to see you go through life as the walking wounded. And I don't want you to feel invisible. And I don't want you to think that you've gotten so good at hiding that people can't see your pain. I also want to remind you, God hasn't given up on you, and God sees you. This client I was talking about, I worked with her quite some time ago, and she came to me in a dream the other night. And I was like, well, that's interesting, because this is not a normal type of dream for me. And in the dream, she was in a lot of pain. And I woke up the next day, and it was one of those, it was just like so clear. It was like it actually happened. And in the past, I think the former me would have been like, oh, well, like maybe I should, you know, is that representing something in my own life? Or I don't know, I don't want to bug her. Like, I don't know, if she's in pain, I want to like make it work. Like all this, like the second guessing and the self-doubting. Gina, why do you think you got that dream? To reach out to the woman. Like, I mean, are we vessels for God's messages or not? Like, why would I even not think about sending the text? So we'll just call her Jane. And I wrote her and I said, Jane, I had a dream about you last night. How are you doing? Like, do you understand? God loved her so much that he sent me a dream to get to her. And she said, I'm in a lot of pain. Thanks for checking in. And I think, I can't remember, there might've been a broken heart emoji. Well, like, I'm gonna leave it there. I was like, can we get on the phone and talk? And, you know, this is one of the coolest humans you'll ever meet. Smart, successful, all the things, you know, type of woman you and I want to go to dinner with. And she was just working to get through the day and has been. And again, I was like, Jane, what are you doing? And she's like, my situation didn't transform. It didn't, like, I've given up. Like, I'm just going to, I guess it's not for me. I'm going to go focus on other stuff. I'm like, that's not what we do. That's not how transformation works. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. And I'm sorry if you wanted a 4-hour surgery, because, you know, she's done a lot of work on herself, and I'm sure so have you, and I have too. And we want our stuff to be done. We want it to be healed. We want it to be like over, complete, checked off, graduated. Let's move on. And sometimes you don't get to say to the surgeon, I'll take the 4-hour surgery, when it's an 8-hour one. It's going to take what it's going to take. And I know for me, and I hope that this is helpful for you, I get to the end of my rope too. I have dreams that I feel like I've been working on for 17 lifetimes that haven't come to fruition yet. Of course, I think I've done everything I know to do for them to have happened yet, and they haven't happened yet. Hear that, universe? Yet, I haven't given up. I make up stories about everybody else who has already manifested those particular dreams and desires of mine, that it was so much easier for them, or they're so much more enlightened and God loves them more than me. I am the same as you. The only thing I know for sure, at least today for me, I haven't given up and I'm not going to. I'm still showing up every day and leaning in even deeper to spiritual principle, leaning in even deeper to trusting and having faith, leaning in even deeper to relying so much on God that I will draw, and it's not just one PS, I will draw these experiences, these transformations, these healings to me. Not only do I desire them more than ever, I won't even let myself go be the one to make it happen. Go do all the work and put all the effort in, and the push and the force. It's not that. It is just not that. It's not what I'm here for. And something that has sort of helped is I was reading from my friends Ophi and Tali of the Astro Twins. I'm paraphrasing here because I can't remember what of it. I know it came from them, so I want to give them credit. But I was reading something and they were saying, you know, probably for about the past 15 years, you may have been asking yourself, who am I? And you keep reinventing yourself and you keep asking, who am I? And I was like, yeah, that was really true for me. It's like, I started my business and who am I? And who am I meant to serve? And what's my different flavor and lane? And how do I set myself apart from the other people doing the same thing? And, you know, who am I in 2006? Who am I in 2010, 15, 20, on and on. And what they were writing is, that's not the question to ask anymore. And I was like, well, great, because I'm a little tired, bored, exhausted. Like, I could use a fresh. And the next question was, or they said, the question to now be asking is, what do I stand for? What do I stand for? And I was like, whoo, what do I stand for? And I stand for working less and living more. All right, I'm doing a decent job at that one. I stand for drawing the experience to me. That one, I am an intermediate student on. I stand for elevating my faith to such a degree that I don't have to go into worry or fear or lack or a pit in my stomach or a 2:30 a.m. wake-up call about said situation. I stand for continuing to develop and continuing to become the woman who doesn't get triggered by people, places, and things. I stand for knowing and seeing truth that is not based on external appearances, and that I don't let myself get bummed out if certain things don't look like they're happening in a certain way, but that my total reliance and belief and certainty and faith and commitment and devotion and excitement is in I know that I know that I know that this is spiritual law, and spiritual law cannot fail. So yes, this is happening no matter what. Do I get to pick when and who and how and exactly where? No, I don't. I'm more than okay with that. When I was in charge of who and when and where, I was working way too much, in charge of way too many things I didn't want to be in charge of. I am not interested in God's job. The hours suck. There's way too many logistics for me. I'm interested in dropping all of the programming and the conditioning and the layers and the behaviors that are keeping me disconnected from my divinity. That is what I stand for. So if this is you, and you want to come join me and some incredible other women who are not giving up, even though they don't have the answers, who are not playing small, who are not settling, but I promise you, they are finding their freedom as they apply spiritual principle. They are finding their abundance. They are finding their truth. These are the women in my Own Your Throne Mastermind. This is about you owning your throne in life, in every area of your life. And the awesome thing about owning your throne, it's the only thing you got to do. The rest is about letting the divine mind be the activity that is within you that takes care of everything outside of you. And here's what that looks like. I get a Voxer message from one of the women in the mastermind today. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, Gina, it happened. I doubled my income. I didn't work harder. It happened. I reached my, and you know, her big number goal. I'm seeing women get such a level of breakthrough in seeing where they have self-abandoned, where they have not shown up for themselves, where they believed other people's stories, where they made everyone else's voices stronger than theirs. Let me promise you, no more. Seeing women have the courage to leave high-paying corporate jobs that were sucking the life out of them for way too long so they can start their own passion-based businesses. I mean, I've seen physical healings take place in the room from one day to the next. Psoriasis was gone. And this is available to you. This is available to us all. It gets a lot easier when you're in a vortex of sisterhood, community, mentorship. So we'll put the link for the Own Your Throne Mastermind in the show notes, or depending on where you're listening, you can go to divineliving.com/mastermind. Our next in-person retreat is coming up in Mexico. It's going to be super, super gorgeous and glamorous on the beach. So I want to get you in. It is by application only. I'm very, very discerning of who this program is for. I want to make sure that if it's of interest to you, that you have taken a look at the program page, you know what's involved. You're like, if you're going to submit your application, this is like a palpable heart beating. Yes, this is me. This is the way I want to do life. I'm not here to do life like a freight train and hustle and crush it and work all the time. But I'm here for abundance and freedom and laughter and joy and transformation. So fill out the application and then we'll have a conversation, you and I, to really make sure that this is the right fit for you, that you're the right fit for the group, that it's win-win for everyone. I will plant this seed. There's twice a month calls in addition to 3 times a year retreats and so much other beautiful things along the way. You'll see it on the page. There has been a request from the Australian time zone. So Australia, Southeast Asia, Asia. And if some of you lovelies are interested, I am open to adding a call during a time zone that would be really good for you, so you're not having to get up in the middle of the night. So don't not submit your application because you think that I'm only doing it in like US or European time zones. If that's an issue, we'll discuss. And if there's enough of you that that's right for, I will be opening that up. So spread the word. Are you Americans? If you know someone that it's not for you, but you know someone who is silently suffering, going through a miserable divorce, ready to transform a marriage, a relationship, a life path, a career path, forward this to them. Share this. The women who this is right for, they say it themselves, how life transforming and changing it's been. The Holy Spirit is alive and well. I will say that for sure within this group. So check it out. And if it's for you, fill out the application or send it to a friend. All right, my loves, in either way, in whatever capacity, I want you to know that those dreams have not died inside of you. You still get jealous of someone else experiencing it, or you still hope that you'll have it, even if you're bored, tired, exhausted, feeling in the struggle of it. But the only reason why you're still feeling that is because they're meant for you. So let's get you out of this struggle and into the thriving and the actual manifestation of it. All right? Lots of love.